Friends, I am delighted to welcome a guest on this program who's on recently. He is Bill Byrne, and he is the Senior Vice President of Global Sales. Bill oversees passenger sales for Ireland, North America, UK, and Europe, and he's based both here in New York and in Dublin. Aer Lingus, we're crowing about the news, Bill Byrne, but let me welcome you to the program.
Thanks for having me, Adrian. Much appreciated, and congratulations on your Presidential Distinguished Service Award. I heard on Midwest Radio when I was back in Ireland.
How about that? Okay. Well, I have to say... Yeah, Bill, I have to say I'm obviously delighted with the award, but you know where your ancestors and indeed when we were growing up in Mayo, that you could hardly take a compliment without saying "Ah, no, not at all." But thank you. And, well, if you're listening to Midwest Radio, I want to ask you, though,
sure,
about, you know, the great news that we're celebrating here. And I think everybody from the west of Ireland in particular, indeed a lot of people from the entire west coast and up to Donegal and every place in between, have missed sorely. The fact that Shannon Airport has been forced to reduce a lot of their core business, and it is a total celebration that Aer Lingus just announced yesterday about the return of Aer Lingus and Aer Lingus flights from the United States. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Adrian, we announced yesterday a very ambitious schedule for all through 2022, but particularly for summer 2022. And I think you'll recall the last time I was on your program, I committed that Aer Lingus was very committed to Shannon. We know how important it is to the U.S., and we were the only airline that actually tried to sell Shannon throughout the pandemic. But because of obvious concerns people had around travel, they weren't ready to go. And so, unfortunately, then we would subsequently cancel it. So as part of our announcement yesterday, where we announced 71 routes to 62 different cities, we have an ambitious North America schedule. I'll talk a little bit about that. But in particular, we are bringing back Shannon service from JFK starting in March of 22 and Boston to JFK starting around the same time. And we've also reinstituted our London service out of Shannon that we had in place pre-pandemic, and that'll be in place sometime before the end of the year, and then we'll run through next year as well. Shannon's a very important destination for us, always has been. We know how important it is to the diaspora. I'm part of the diaspora. You're part of the diaspora. Getting to Shannon and having access to Shannon is just critical, and we understood that, and so we have put those in place. We're also bringing back Newark. That'll happen, actually, within the next couple of weeks, Adrian. We're already serving two flights a day from JFK. So JFK will be, the New York area will be fully up and running to all points in Ireland that we served pre-pandemic, by the middle of March in 22. And then we'll be bringing service on to most of the cities that we served prior to the pandemic along the way. So we're restoring service in the summer to Los Angeles. San Francisco we're bringing on in December for a short period to take advantage of the Christmas holidays. We'll put it on hiatus for a couple of months in the dark part of the winter when travel is relatively low anyway, and bring that back fully in March. Philadelphia will have online, I think right now the current plan is also in March. Yeah, we're bringing Philadelphia online in March. We're already serving Washington. And then, of course, we're serving Chicago daily. We'll bring two flights on to Chicago in the summer. And then we're serving Boston daily today. And then along with bringing the Shannon service to Boston, we'll be going to two flights a day in Boston in the late part of the spring. So we're going to be up and running at virtually all the destinations that we've had pre-pandemic to the USA. And we wanted to announce it very aggressively because, I mean, primarily, I mean, Ireland, as we've talked about before, getting to Ireland on a nonstop basis is critical for both the Irish economy and convenience for the Irish Americans throughout the U.S. And so bringing that all online and announcing it aggressively and showing our commitment to serving Ireland, we wanted to do and do it in a very aggressive way.
Yeah. I don't know how much we can add to that announcement. And again, it is great news. And you mentioned something that a lot of people may not be aware of, that already Aer Lingus, who through the pandemic was the only airline indeed to serve direct flights into Ireland consistently, even if that meant you only had a few passengers on the plane going and coming. But that has been increased now to twice a day?
So on JFK, we've been twice a day since early October. Mm. No, we've been twice a day since September.
To Dublin.
To Dublin.
I'm glad that I heard that from your good self. Would you believe that I didn't know that? So that's another announcement indeed.
Well, you know, Adrian, I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, serving Ireland and making sure Ireland is connected to the world is in our DNA. That's what we do. And even on some days coming out of the U.S., it was mostly a cargo carrier. Keep the supply chain open into Ireland from the U.S., from JFK in Chicago and Boston. We also felt it was critical that we serve the market and serve the market throughout the pandemic. So we did serve Chicago, JFK, and Boston daily throughout the pandemic with a rare interruption, maybe around Christmas and a couple of odd days. But we were the only carrier to do that. And then we'll be back in Shannon earlier than anybody else will be back in Shannon. This is what we do. I mean, we've talked about it before. This is who we are. This is what's important to us, and connecting Ireland to the world is what we do. You know, also part of this announcement, we're bringing back 30 plus cities in Europe for connections over Dublin. And we're bringing all those back. We have a considerable footprint in Cork. We're bringing back Knock London Gatwick service to connect the West Ireland to London. We're also increasing our London service. And then we have a very good footprint out of Belfast into London and the north of England. So we're very proud of how we serve the island of Ireland overall. But the west of Ireland is very important to us and serving that well and serving it from the two most important cities out of the U.S. is critical to us. And we also have service into Toronto, which is running very well for the diaspora that's in Canada as well.
Did I hear you saying Knock, Aer Lingus Knock? When is that happening?
I got to find the exact date. I'll get you the date. I think what we have served in the past is London Gatwick to Knock. To Knock Airport, and we have done that for as long as I've been with the company, and we'll bring that back online shortly and have that running throughout the year.
And as most people would know, Tourism Ireland, a sponsor of our program, primary sponsor of the program here, are about to launch tremendous marketing plan that will be shown through television, radio, and social media you know, encouraging everybody to head for Ireland. Again, 92% of Ireland vaccinated. And Dublin now, you know, voted the seventh most popular city to visit. And, you know, it's all looking up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you might have had Niall or Alison Metcalf on your program, and they would have told you about their significant investment in tourism. They had the Minister of Tourism over for promotional activity in the middle of last month, and I had a chance to meet with Minister Martin, and she's trying to put some effort and put some money against Tourism Ireland's efforts to promote the island of Ireland, and we're coming in right with them, and this is especially helpful when we have announced our schedule, which is quite significant and is a huge step in restoring air connectivity to the island of Ireland. It was always coming. We just thought we'd get in front and make the announcement. And it's rather bold for us because there is still a large hesitancy of people to travel, not so much from the Irish community, because I think we're going to see a big influx of Irish family coming to the U.S. after the 8th, and we're excited about that. And then a lot of flexibility around Christmas, where we can go back and visit at Christmas. But I think the vacationers we're going to have to really work on, and the tour operators and the travel agents in the community are doing everything they can to encourage travel to Ireland. And we're very optimistic that Ireland should have a very good year. The hoteliers and restaurants are waiting for everybody. Vaccination rates are very high. I think if everybody talks to people back home, they can tell you that things are getting as back to normal as they can be. Everybody's not back in the office yet, but pubs are open. They're even opening, you know, late night discos for those people who like that. But if you want to hear some music, you have a meal, visit with family, things are getting back to normal.
I want to thank you again, and the bearer of glad tidings. And we are delighted, in particular, that Shannon Airport will be served starting in March of 22, and bookings are now available. Anyway, you can get much more information than we had time to discuss today at aerlingus.com. Bill Byrne, again, thank you for joining us. Good luck to Aer Lingus.
Thank you very much, Adrian, and congratulations again on your well-deserved award.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Okay, friends, so there you have the news, you know. Shannon opening. This is, without a doubt, going to be a great bonus for those of us from the west of Ireland who sorely missed, you know, the direct route. And here we have it from Aer Lingus, aerlingus.com.